latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
This Christmas season is looking like being the first spark to a real explosion in growth into next year, as some of Spain's major retailers are showing positive signs for the future for the first time in many years. Swedish multinational clothing firm Hennes & Mauritz, or H&M, has announced it will open 8 new online stores across Europe in 2015, including serving Spain from August. The aim is to bolster their high street activities, which has seen 356 global stores open this year alone, bringing the total number of retail outlets in the group to 6,393 in 88 international markets. In Spain, the company's sales increased by 11% in the first quarter of the year, with the overall sales in October increasing by 14% over last year. Meanwhile, department store El Corte Inglés are also showing significant signs of recovery, having announced that they will employ an additional 2,000 people during the Christmas period this year, the first time they've done so since the economic crisis took hold in 2008. The Christmas period accounts for 20% of their annual sales and increases to 50% in certain sectors, such as toys and perfume. IKEA and Carrefour have also announced similar recruitment drives as part of their strategy to boost consumption this season. December 2013 was the first Christmas period that showed a positive growth for El Corte Inglés, with a 0.6% increase in sales above the 2.1% average increase of the year. And as income tax cuts become effective on the 1st of January, they hope that more people will be ready to spend even more of their disposable income than ever before, marking a real turnaround in the economy of the country as consumer spending starts to increase naturally. Orihuela is the latest place to benefit from high-speed mobile internet, as Orange launched the 4G service in the city this week. After €1.5 million investment, the town of Desamparados and the industrial estate of Puente Alto, as well as the Ethiopia commercial centres, are now covered, along with the Orihuela Costa areas of La Dehesa de Campoamor, Cabarroy, La Regia, La Ceña, La Frolina and Villa Costa. A recent cleanup of the radio airwaves was carried out in the Orihuela Costa after it was discovered that a number of radio stations and Wi-Fi network providers were interfering with the new 4G network. Operating at 10 times the speed of normal mobile internet, Orange has over 2 million 4G users on their network that covers 66% of the population of the country. At the end of the year, the 4G network will be in more than 500 municipalities and in all populations of over 25,000 residents, as well as airports, shopping centres and trade shows. Ostracised member of the CLR political group and unassigned councillor of Orihuela, Asuncion Mayoral, aims to table a motion this week in a plenary meeting that prevents politicians accused in corruption cases from standing for election. Of course, should the motion be tabled, it would rely on the majority seat holders agreeing to the move, a position held by the Partido Popular, who also have the most politicians at risk of therefore being excluded on account of the cases already facing them. However, still considering a positive outcome, Mayoral says that she hopes to have the votes from the entire municipal corporation because it will show commitment from all parties not to allow people who are being investigated for crimes related to public administration to continue in public office. Mayoral also explained that many cities have already adopted a similar agreement unanimously, as is the case in Alicante, where numerous corruption cases are also progressing, as keeping a political liability when you're charged is irresponsible, she says. Mayoral also wants to raise the point in Parliament with a proposal for special courts to be created to deal with political corruption, and has already seen the case in other areas of public protection, such as gender violence. This would relieve the pressure on the judicial system and ease the process of proceedings in such cases, whilst providing a platform of defence for those accused. This year, the Christmas lights in Orihuela will be switched on during the evening of Friday the 5th of December. On the Orihuela Costa, the tree will be placed outside the town hall this year, giving a better focus for visitors looking to enjoy the festive presentation, as a location near the La Ceña church was somewhat isolated. The ceremony will take place at 6 p.m. with performances by a number of local choirs, including a choir from the Orihuela Costa Civic Centre with their guitar accompaniment. The activity will then move to the city, where the lights will be illuminated at around 8 p.m, with their trees and streetlights providing a glow through the city centre. The Three Kings Parade will once again take place on the Orihuela Costa, taking the same route as last year, finishing at the Ceña Boulevard Shopping Centre. The arrangements for that event are just starting to come together, with the town hall offering an invitation to any associations who'd like to get involved again this year to make contact with them via the International Residence Office, which can be done by email to residentes@orihuela.es. For more details on these stories and many more besides, visit the website www.theleader.info.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.